KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. We're learning more about today's deadly school shooting in Georgia. Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith says the suspect, a 14-year-old student, allegedly used an AR-type weapon to kill four people and wound nine others.
All of our victims that are at the hospital are going to make it and going to recover well, as we've been told, and we don't expect any more fatalities at this time.
The FBI's Atlanta field office says it received anonymous tips about the alleged shooter last year but found no cause to take action. Vice President Harris says she's proud to get Liz Cheney's endorsement, calling the former Wyoming Republican congresswoman a patriot. ABC News has learned that President Biden will block Japan's Nippon Steel from acquiring U.S. steel, citing concerns about national security. The governor of Alaska has vetoed a bill which would require insurance companies to cover up to a year of birth control at a time. This is ABC News. Outrage a year ago when witness and body-worn camera video showed an L.A. County sheriff's deputy throwing a black woman who had been recording him to the ground during a shoplifting investigation.
At the time, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna removed the deputy from duty and said,
"It's disturbing."
Now that deputy, Trevor Kirk, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for excessive force. Kirk was seen throwing the woman who matched a suspect description to the pavement without giving any commands, holding her down and pepper spraying her. Prosecutors allege Deputy Kirk, who, if convicted, could get 10 years in federal prison, deprived the woman of her rights and then wrote a misleading police report after the incident. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Google's expanding its Android earthquake alerts. The feature now covers the entire U.S. and six territories, alerting users to earthquakes with magnitudes of 4.5 or higher. It uses phone sensors to issue warnings, giving users crucial time to take action. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Listen, feel, experience, dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
Good evening and welcome back to another edition of Mad Unity, the show that celebrates all aspects of electronic music and DJ culture here in Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, a very special guest, DJ Treb, joins us, and he will be playing a special set of all original music from what we were talking about, so we are looking forward to that. Just before we get started, one quick announcement. As you know, we are turning 1 year old September 16th. So we're having our party on September 18th. We'll be actually at Ruby, and we're going to be broadcasting from Ruby. Your hosts of the show, myself, Cosmo Brown, and Frequency and Mycelial Flow will be playing sets. So come join us. It'll be free. You just have to claim your ticket by going to madunity.com, entering your email and your name, and you will get your tickets the day beforehand. So come, you know, have fun with us. The more of you that I get there, we might even get cake. So, you know, we'll make it special and fun. All right. So now, without further ado, Welcome, Treb.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here. Congrats on the 1 year.
Yeah, thank you. It's exciting. You know, yeah, we're slowly but surely, they added up. You know, we just realized. So, you know, we were talking before the show, and you are, in addition to being a DJ, you're also a producer.
Yeah. I've been producing and DJing in some capacity for somewhere between like 12, 15 years now.
Nice. And are you originally from Madison?
No, I'm not. I moved here from Illinois.
Okay.
About 12 years ago.
Okay, nice. And what are some of your inspirations when you're starting to produce, you know, a new track type of thing?
When I'm starting a new track, I think one of my big inspirations has always been the Anjuna labels and Anjuna Beats and Anjuna Deep. They've inspired a lot of my productions over the years. But I kind of take a very different approach, I think, every time I start a new track. I usually kind of start the sounds all over and look for something new for inspiration every time to keep it fresh.
Yeah, and what do you use? What type of DAW or,
you know? I use FL Studio.
Nice. And you've been doing that from the beginning, so you know it forwards and backwards?
Yeah, that's what I started on after, graduating from a garage band, of course.
That's awesome. Well, I am really looking forward to checking out your sounds. Are you playing? You played at Liquid a few weeks ago.
Cool. Yeah. I played at the 50th Summit that weekend. That was a lot of fun. Played back to back with Mythica, which was with Ruby. Ruby was popping.
Yeah,
that night.
I caught you guys' set. That was pretty cool.
And then the weekend before that, I played. I opened for Kieran McCauley also at Liquid and got to play some progressive house and trance, which was neat. That's kind of the first time I've been able to play those genres out. So
that's cool. Are you doing anything or looking, you know, into any gigs coming up or anything like that?
Nothing on the books right now. Kind of focusing more on production right now.
Yeah, that's its own beast.
yeah. It takes some time.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. Well, I won't, you know, chatter much more because I really want to hear your set. So let's get going.
All right. Great. Thanks.
This is Mad Unity on 92.7 FM WMDX, a Civic Media station. Thank you. of DJ Treb on Mad Unity, only on 92.7 WMDX, a Civic Media station. We'll be right back. You're listening to the sounds of nothing. DJ Dev. We are closing out his set of all original progressive house songs. You can find him on Instagram at It's DJ Treb. He's a local Midwest talent, and we've been enjoying his tunes this whole hour. Don't forget, next week, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks, Mad Unity's anniversary party at Ruby in Madison. Go to madunity.com to get your free ticket. Come dance with us and celebrate a whole year of the show. On the other side of the hour, I'm going to be playing a whole bunch of eclectic songs. A lot of new ones from NDC and Becky Hill. Also, new one from Subflow. And some new house music from Louis Vega. And remixes from Vinny and A. Clark. Some Afro House beats, etc. So, keep it locked. And let's party in the first week of fall. My guest, DJ Treb.
Yeah, thanks, Cosmo.
Yeah, thank you. How was that?
It was good. It was good. This was fun.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming. And sorry about the YouTube, but everybody on the air heard you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. We're going to close it out with the last song, DJ Treb, and my collection of new drum and bass and house music next.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.